105.7 KOZZ Windows Classic Rock. It's going to be this Friday night. Dave Menichetti is here. What's up, Dave?
All right. I'm up, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, and ready for a show. Cargo Friday night. Get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com. Get them at Recycled Records. You can get your tickets at the Cargo box office, but, you know, just get there because it's not a whole lot of money. It's an all-ages show, and we're talking about one of the greatest bands in all the land of all time, Y&T, on stage at Cargo this Friday night, and we're talking to Dave Menichetti, the man who can, has, and will again.
Thank you, man. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Believe me, I'm having a great time.
You guys always have a great set list. You visit a lot of great music. You never let the fans down. You cover the whole. But there's something new. There's an acoustic album that's going to be available at the show that maybe a lot of people didn't know about.
Yeah, we put this together in December, and it came together really well. I mean, I was a bit unconvinced about the whole idea about doing a Y&T acoustic thing, since we're all about loud and proud kind of band. You know what? It actually was something that shocked me once it was all put together. It was like, yeah, this is really good, you know, and it allows to really hear what's happening with the vocals in the band as well.
But, yeah, the harmonies and stuff.
Good playing, and the songs come off really well. So I was real happy with it.
Now, it's very sad to say that one of the greatest bands to ever come out of the Bay Area, one of the and influential, a band that Y&T, that helped so many others get their start, a band that lives on to this day. You guys are doing, I don't know, 200, 300 shows a year. I mean, you just won't stop. What sad news is that my good friend Leonard Hayes has passed on. Of course, we lost Joey Alvis. And, when you right after Face Melter comes out and you guys are on the road and your old pal who used to be the manager of the Oakland A's steps in and says, "We got to have the doctors look at you now."
Yeah, that was about Phil, actually.
Yeah, when we lost Phil, I mean, Phil, that was the first blow right upside the head.
Right, absolutely, and of course it was a major blow that. You know, I mean, none of us.
Phil Kenmore was, yeah. You and Phil were like, you know, since like what, kindergarten, joined at the hip, basically.
We were definitely joined at the hip, and you know, best of buddies, and the fact that, you know, we always felt like we were just going to go all the way out with this project with Y&T, and you know, to see him get sick and pass away so quickly, was obviously a shock to everybody.
Yeah, Tony La Russa.
Yes, Tony La Russa was really a guy that came through for us.
Yeah, and well, you guys went
on the road at the time.
You guys went back with the whole Oakland thing. I mean, for crying out loud, you were an Oakland Raider fan before they even had a stadium. They were played at some polo field or something, you know.
Yeah.
You and your dad used to go, but losing Joey and Phil and Leonard, you're the last one that keeps this legacy going on. But let's talk about this great band you got. You got John Nyman, who's been your friend forever, and at one point in time was the robot guy on In Rock We Trust, would wear their little robot uniform. And that was a really cool thing. But, you know, A&M Records kind of had this thing about robots after Styx imploded. But, but you know, you got to go. Aaron Lee is playing the bass, and Vanderhuel. I got to hang out with Vanderhuel. We were backstage at Iron Maiden, and Nico McBrain, it was holding court, and we were in our element. It was just the greatest thing. I mean, it was a great show.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
a great band you have.
He loves Nico, yeah. Indeed, it is a great band. And we just, you know, every year that we go out and play these 75, 80 shows across the country and across the world, the fan base just keeps saying to us every year, you know, how do you guys keep getting better? You know, when so many other bands that have been around for a while, that they're usually going the opposite way.
Exactly.
You guys keep going. You keep going forward and keep going up. And I love hearing it, because I feel like the band is and has always been that way. You know, we've always been a bunch of guys that are really passionate about what we do, and it shows every night that we play.
Well, now, one of the things that I've known you for a long time, you're the kind of guy who has a very strong work ethic. And when it comes to partying, let's party when we have something to celebrate. Well, there is something to celebrate. It's Menicheti wine. And let's Google it. We'll find it on the website. How can we get some Menicheti wine?
Well, you know, you got to get some Menicheti wine because it's the best way to hang out and party. It's at MenichettiWines.com. And, you know, we're real happy with what's happened with that. We got into it because we actually care about the wine, and we're big wine aficionados, myself and my wife. So we wanted to get something out there that we loved, and, you know, it makes a difference rather than just slapping a label on some juice that's available. It's not quite like that. It's, we really get involved in it all the way down the line, from picking the grapes to, you know, not physically picking them, but choosing the grapes and you know, getting together with our winemaker to make sure it's the style that we like. So it's great stuff. I mean, it's actually high quality, top end wine. This is not cheap stuff. So it's we're real proud about it.
Well, who'd have thunk that the Italian stallion from Y&T would be the wine aficionado that he is? But folks, MenichettiWines.com, and you got to try some because it's just the best thing ever. Just the best thing ever. So listen, Dave.
Well, it's at least really one of the best. Let's put it that way.
Dave, we're looking forward to the show. I know the fans are here, and they've been calling for the songs. And, of course, they always call for the songs because they love the band so much. And you'll be on stage at the Cargo this Friday night. Now, opening up the show, Reno is a really cool band called The Electric. You got to check them out. Be there early. Get in your seat. Get yourself you know, something to drink and get ready for it. And girls, if you haven't been to the Cargo, you're going to love it. They have really clean bathrooms, and it's a really nice place, okay? So everybody's going to have a good time. Lots of parking downtown. And once again, Y&T in Reno, Friday night. Get your tickets at KOZTRadio.com. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man. Always a good show in Reno. And thank you all the time for helping us out and always promoting the shows. You're a good guy.